भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
एवं
देवं
न देवं
क्षिपं
धनुषि सन्धितं
उत्ससज्ज
अच्छा एवं क्षिपं धनुषि सन्धितं उत्सृज्य
बाणं
सह वज्रमिव तत्हृदयं
बिभेद
बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्विधृतं बिभेद स अश्री वमन दशमुख नपतत विमानात सोश्री वमन दशमुख उत्पत तद विमानात् विमानात् हा
हा
दे मेड संधि दैट्स व्हाई यू डोंट सी इति जलपति इसे जलपति अच्छा जलपति जने सुकृति रिक्त धन से धाहेति जलपति जने सुकृति इव रिक्त Sounds you are sound very nice Sanskrit. Why don't you try each line?
Evam shivam dhanushi sandhitam utsasarja.
Evam shivam dhanushi sandhitam utsasarja.
Anam savajram ivatadhyayam vibheda.
Anam savajram ivatadhyayam vibheda.
So sritvaman dashamukheyam nivadat vimanad.
So sritvaman dashamukheyam nivadat vimanad.
जपति जने सुगृदिव रिक्तः
क्षिबन् धनुषि सन्दिदम् उत्सर्ज
एवं क्षिबन् धनुषि सन्दिदम् उत्सर्ज
बाणं स वज्रम् इव तद्हृदयं बिभेद
बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं बिभेद
Anybody? Try. It's very purifying.
एवं शिवं धनुषि सन्दिदं
उत्ससज्जा
बाणं च वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं
जपति Evam Chipanam Dhanushi Sanditam Utsa Sacha
Evam Chipanam Dhanushi Sanditam
Utsa Sacha Eva Tatridayam Viveda
Vanam Chavajan Vatatridayam Viveda
Sattvam Vitasam Kaini Nyapadati Vimana
Sotrishvam Vitasam Kaini Vatatridayam
Okay. Acha. Please repeat after me. Evam.
Evam.
In this way.
In this way.
Sipam
chastising Ravan.
Dhanushi
on the bow.
Sandhitam
fixed an arrow.
Utsarja
released
towards him.
Banam
the arrow. Sha
that arrow.
Bajram Iva
like a thunderbolt.
Tat Hidayam
the heart of Ravan.
Viveda
pierced.
Sha
he
Ravana. Asri
blood.
Bamanam
vomiting.
Dasamukhai
through the ten mouths.
Napatat
fell down.
Vimana
from the airplane.
Ha ha. Alas.
What happened?
Iti
das.
Jalpati
roaring.
Jane,
when all the people present there.
Shukriti,
Eva,
like a pious man.
Rikta,
when the result of his pious activities
are finished.
Translation. After thus rebuking Ravan, Lord Ramchandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravan, and released the arrow, which pierced Ravan's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravan's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas, alas! What has happened? What has happened?" As Ravan, vomiting blood from his ten mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the result of his pious activities are exhausted. Papu, Prabhupada is saying. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Sanyati Nam Namaste Sarasvati Guru Vani Pachari Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatvaita Om Agyana Tumirandhas Agyana Anjana Salakta Chakshmur Umlitam Yana Tasmai Sri Guru Vyana Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jita Pada Kamala Sri Guru Vishnu Vanscha Sri Rupam Sabijatam Raghunatam Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadhaitam Savudhitam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hrippi Vancha Kalpataru Pashtu Kipa Sindhu Bhavas Patitanam Pavanam Vaishnava Arpanam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Advaita Gadadhara
Shivasati Hare
Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna
Hare
Hare
Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Hare
Hare. Part 4. In Bhagavad Gita 9:21, chapter 9, verse 21, it is said, Kine punne mortalokam viśanti. When the result of their pious activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed in the heavenly planets fall again to earth. The fruitive activities of this material world are such that whether one acts piously or impiously, one must remain within this material world according to different conditions. For neither pious nor impious actions can relieve one from the Maya's clutches of repeated birth death. Somehow or other, Ravana was raised to an exalted position as the king of a great kingdom with all material opulences. But because of his sinful act of kidnapping Mother Sita, all the result of his pious activities were destroyed. If one offends an exalted personality, especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly becomes most abominable, bereft of the result of pious activities. One must fall down like Ravan and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in the pure state of freedom from all designation. And it says, Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. When one is fixed in devotional service, he is above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lower positions. But when one is above the material platform, he is always fixed in a spiritual position. Sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuvaya kalpate. Ravan or those like him may be very powerful and opulent in the material world, but theirs is not a secure position, because after all they are bound by the result of the karma. Karmana daivanetrena. We should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankaram vimuratma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature think himself the doer of the activities that are the actuality carried by nature. Confirm, God is same, is perfect, no mistake. Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 verse 27. One should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking oneself independent of material nature's law. When Prabhupada was going to America, because now everybody, if I go out, don't really mind, but here I don't see more the Hindu or Vedic culture, very people, South India more also. Some class I have seen. Some parts of India, other parts of India. But generally, tendency is copy. This is not Vedic culture there. They are doing, they are this, that, so mad. When Prabhupada started the movement in Jhansi and other places, Allahabad, he'll go to villages to do Sankirtan. Ask people, people like sometimes. Ask people, you have got four sons, give at least one. I'll make him a bhakta and training up so that they can preach. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one day those who are born in India, they will preach everywhere. And every town, village, people will be chanting. Because the exalted person, they can see past, present, future. I saw even Prabhupada could see. We saw, tell and see, so many things happening. I don't want to tell what. And Vyasadeva also. But nobody wants to give. He said, Swamiji, what is the use becoming a Brahmin, becoming a Vaishnava? In one part of India, they are Kattar Brahmin. They are people, Brahmins, even from time, long time, they have been taking care of four dhams, one of the dhams, deities in Himalayas. They are telling to ISKCON devotees, we are very staunch Brahmin used to be. You see, you are doing very nice, but we are now converted. Because of financial condition, they changed. They are not now following Vedic culture, Samadha culture. Samadha dharma. So, whatever. When Prabhupada saw that, that people, so-called materially opulent, they're mad, crazy, day and night working hard, symptom of unlimited material desire, mode of passion, it's called mode of passion and ignorance. Work hard. In India, they say, work is worship, government, tell me. And we see the Thelawala, working so hard in the scorching rays of the sun. And here, some sitting, still there. But he will eat few chapati. And government wants work more hard, what can he get? More than that, he can't work. Even the bull and other are working. And human being works. And going to the factory working hard. Becoming like animal. After working hard, he requires to work hard, he requires to eat meat. So give up his past habit. He has to digest meat. You have to drink alcohol. The government is allowing now, giving so many licenses to people. It's a roadside, highway, so many alcohol. Sarab ka dukaan, desi, angreji, sarab ka dukaan. And drinking this, the accident. Eh? Whether India or other countries. So, Prabhupada thought, everybody is so much mode of passion and ignorance. This is material civilization. Work hard, big building, big car, big road. This is not advancement. So Prabhupada said, they won't listen. My dear Lord, Prabhupada wrote a poem, prayer to Krishna. How they will listen to me? Those in a mode of passion, good and ignorance, they won't listen. Your Hari Katha, Hari Naam, Bhagavad Gita's message. How will preach to him? But you can do anything and everything. You can bring from my mouth such thing that they will be attracted. They will be listening. Now you go to some other outside India, some places, the material very advanced. Go, you see so many Prabhupada says, their place of prayer, all closed. Huge, big halls. Nobody goes there. Because they don't believe. They work hard and enjoy sensual pleasure. That's all. And after that, Prabhupada said, this is polished animal life. After that, definitely, hogs, dogs, cats become next life. But this knowledge they don't have. Whole material civilization is mad. They are marching forward, yes, forward towards hell. They don't know they are controlled by the motives of material nature. They simply want immediate pleasure. It's called prayer, what my tongue wants, what my ear wants, what my eyes want, pleasing, immediate. But later result, what they never think. Then this is caste, this is direct. After death, what happened? They don't care. This is animal life, polished animal life, purpose. Polished animal. So you have got a great responsibility. You should understand, they are suffering, they don't know. They are just intoxicated state. Work hard and drink and enjoy this intoxicated state. Happiness may be pleasure in the mode of passion and ignorance. Dog is also thinking I am happy. Dog is also thinking I am happy. Buddha said that. But this is not in a mode of goodness. The human being can think of. Dog cannot. Hog cannot. So this is what happened. Buddha said, they are not giving, all right. They are following, copying other culture, all right. I bring these boys and girls from other culture and make them bhakta. I will bring them, then they will become. Now they are becoming, no? But they could have done in the beginning. Anyway, still, you follow. Achyutamo. That is good. So it is said that nobody knows, but everybody is here doing some pious or impious activity, isn't it? Throughout the world, everybody is. After doing this, I will get this. Doing this, I will get this. I can become doing pious activity. Next, I become once a rich man, very famous, become mantri, minister, become very beautiful, handsome, become Indra, become Brahma. But kine punne, mortalokamvan. The moment is exhausted, just like people work hard here and put money in the bank, become big, rich man, and using, going to big hotel, this, that, but one day, his money exhausted from the bank. Then again, he cannot go to a big hotel and stay, 5-star, 7-star, whatever. Humble, they again fall down, come here. And this impiety, sinful activity, it suffers. And become free, again come. So whether pious activity or impious activity, it's best to serve God. It is neither pious nor impious, beyond that. That's the end. Mamcha jo abhavichaya na bhakti yoga na sevate sagunan samati titan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. This happens to one who does, like Ravan became very big, when he has got a lot of money, beautiful, they don't care for God. In Bengali there is a saying, dharake saragyan kore. He doesn't give any importance to any person. He become very famous, either with money, or with too much university, big degrees, or big position, designation, come from a good family, he be little others. And what happens as a result? He carried away by his ego, false ego, like Ravan, it will happen. We saw what happened to Duryodhana. Oti darpe, they are saying in Sanskrit, oti darpe. Hatalanka, Uti Gorbe, very proud. Kaurava, all the Kauravas, they are very proud. We have got all big generals, Vishnudev, Dranacharya, Kripacharya, what the Panchapandav can do. All the wealth, all the kingdom is in our hand. But Panchapandava has surrendered. Kunti Devi, Draupadi, ultimately they won. And then all their pride finished. So we shouldn't be carried away if we get money, if we get kingdom. We come from a big family, we come from a rich background. They again use this in Krishna's service. King Kulasekhar from Kerala, yeah, used to be a great king, a great devotee. Maharaj Ambarish, Birla Mangal, I think Birla Mangal Thakur also is somewhere southern part of India. A great devotee, Ramanujacharya, Jomanujacharya, that case is divine, they are acharya. So, whether you have got money, rich, whether you are beautiful, whether you are just, or you can be proud, famous person, use it in Krishna's service. There is a famous guy, he came to see Prabhupada from India. And Prabhupada's disciples say, I was sitting there. World famous man, maybe except Gandhi, Nehru, maybe that somebody told me, in Western world, if there is 3% they mention, he will be one. And he was brought to Prabhupada. and said, you come from India and he is also. Why don't you? This is Vedic culture. You walk together with Prabhupada. That people like you very much. Big, big personality throughout the world. They like him. There's a great music. Instrumentalist, you know, play. I don't tell his name. Now, you can understand. World famous. Even you mentioned three Indian top world famous. Present. He's one. And I was sitting there, three of us. And Prabhupada said, I told, that both of you work together, you can influence the whole world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. He remained silent. He didn't work. Then he was leaving. I saw him again. And I came back to it. Then I think, he is thinking, maybe very good musician, and mesmerize, enchant others. Big, big personalities of the world. Maybe the American vice president going to listen. British parliament going to listen to him. He said, how influential he is. But he so must be proud, I think. I don't know. And later on, his past is not very good. Now, he may be still well-known, and his daughter becoming well-known, but not that well-known. Because of his activity of life. Because it is not spiritual. We could join and serve Krishna, all his talent, what was, and he could become so much, much more famous. People would have respected him even. So much, but no. But when Prabhupada goes, he is not instrumentalist, he is there. Even though the most popular, respected person in the Western world, maybe the king of a country, and they give so much respect. When Prabhupada come, they fall flat to pay obeisance to Prabhupada. Fall flat on the ground, which they can never, in the wildest dream, think of their countrymen. They put in the front page of the most famous newspapers in America, in England. Here is a man coming, our generation, future generation, how respected him, what he has given him. They completely knew. They didn't know. They didn't know all these things. Give and and serve him like a menial servant. Because I didn't give them anything. They serve him like a menial servant. Why? He must have given them something. He said, never experienced. That is the contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the lesson of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. The way presented by his followers. And you do. You can also. Anybody, any part of the world. ISKCON's, any devotee, any part of the old ISKCON leader can do. And they're doing also. They're doing. Otherwise, die like Ravan. Now, where is President Kennedy now? Where is Rajiv Gandhi? Nobody knows. He might have done for the country so many things. But no. He's saying that jashasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. One who's got pure devotion, rendering pure devotion. Sarvai gunai tatra samasataya. He is decorated with all divine quality. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahatma. But one who is not a devotee, he will be carried away by mental speculation. The mental platform. Maybe this is good, this is bad, this is that. But one who rendered pure devotional service, mamcha jo ave vichare na bhakti joge na sevat, one who is rendering pure devotional service, unalloyed, sa gunan samati taitan, he transcends the mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness, and all the time blissfully chanting, please, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
One day in Mayapur, I remember, a man came. He's a filthy rich man, multimillionaire. He's saying, he's got one little son, little boy, like our Gurukul boy, well-dressed, nice-looking, healthy, handsome. He's telling his son, you want to, if I put you in the Gurukul, you like? He said, no, daddy, I don't. This small mud heart. And little kids, they're playing, they're chanting the mantra, Bhagavad Gita, Gita Gan. he looked at, and some of them sweeping the Mayapur roads with a little piece of cloth, looked little tatty, not so expensive, just simple. Dust over his body, and look, may not be like that boy, so handsome. But something there in his face which arrested the attention of his father, of the rich man, as the attention of that rich man, father of that little boy, asking his son, do you want to be in this school? His father said, no, declined to his father. Little boy, well dressed. He was looking at him. And he said, Maharaj, I want to ask you one question. Yes. You see my son, and here is the boy. These boys are orphan? I said, some of them, yes, they have no father. I see in his face something very bright. Very bright. His faces and eyes looks very bright. I said, yes, yes, you're right. Huh? There's some luster there. I don't find it in my son. But I spend it whatever he likes. He's my maybe only son. Little boy, just a small kid. Maybe 5 years, 6 years. Well dressed, this, that, chubby. He says, I don't find any story. But whatever he likes, he can get anything. Food, drinks, and where he wants to go for his recreation. Little boy want to play anything he wants, I give him. But he doesn't look so. Then I told him, look, the difference is, your son, you may give him whatever food and he is happy, but it's not necessarily he is always happy. But this boy, he is in the dham. That means he is in the lap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is every moment whatever he is doing for the pleasure of the Lord. The dust in his body is nothing. The dust of the dham, non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He may be a little piece of cloth earring, it may not be expensive. But he is taking all his prasad. And he is sweeping the floor, that means serving the Lord. He may not have father or mother, but he has the Lord as his father. The Lord is within his heart. So he is becoming purified. But in your son's case, these things are not applicable. Yes? No. Naturally, Lord is pure, he is joyful, peaceful, no anxiety. Naturally, he will get all these things. The moment you surrender to the Lord, he will develop all the good qualities, I say, and characteristics of the Lord. Like the son, if he carried out the order of his father, whatever the order say, father, mother, they get all the good qualities of father, mother, isn't it? Father, mother trains. So God's representative is training. Prabhupada is training his disciples. And his disciples at present, they are training. Doesn't matter where from he come. He may come from America, he may come from Russia, come from India. That is immaterial. That is accidental. That is for some reason happened. But he or she is a devotee. He can do great service to the Lord. And Lord also rewards him. The moment you surrender to him. Je jatha amam prapadante. As you surrender to the Lord, as you are obedient. Some peacocks. And Lord reciprocates, shower his mercy. Now you see how beautiful temple. So nice. If somebody endeavors, some devotees worked hard, and Lord within the heart say, he loves me. Okay, I'll provide. You want to serve me? Such a nice temple. It's little. I like it. Very nice. I came last time. This time, Rath Yatra, Maharaj asked me, so much in front of him, how did you like this Rath Yatra? I said, it's wonderful. Simple world is wonderful, this is. Whole city is so enthusiastically receiving Jagannath. You like to come again? I say, yes. Very nice. Hare
Krishna.
Very nice. I like that. And this garden here, birds are chirping, nice yellow, golden color flowers. Like irresistible. Lord Jagannath must be very pleased. She has nice garden. Very neat, clean, everything in order. Maybe very few devotees. Doesn't matter. The devotees are very dedicated, always working for the Lord. Always bright faces there also. It's smiling, but outside you go, dark face, eyes are in the socket, deep, black dot, anxiety. You may say, "Hello, sir. Good morning. Good morning." It looks like in a newspaper or television. You see, plastic smile. You see the forehands, toothpaste, flies. Insurance company. One man and his wife or the other woman giving sign. You can be rest assured. It looks all artificial, all plastic. But you see the devotee smile or a kid. It's natural. Why? It comes from the heart. It's not good morning. The same thing. And Prabhupada was going in a plane. Some father, a Christian, he said, "Sir, can I talk to you, Swamiji?" "Yeah, why not? Come. Sit down." "I travel around the world. I am a father of a Christian, sir. I see your boys and girls everywhere throughout the world. Yeah. They are always beaming, bright, radiant. Why is it? But in our place, we are also preaching. We are also father. But not young boys, girls come. They are mad into sense gratification. The same boys are coming to you. How are you attracting them? How come this is?" Then Prabhupada explained, "Look, what Christ said, we are doing. What Krishna said, we are doing. Are you doing? Are you practicing?" And he said, "Now people will see what Lord said. Are you practicing with body, mind and what? Are you sincere and honest?" "I did. I asked them, be simple, be sincere, be honest and do that. You see the result. You're saying your boys and girls of your country, why they're coming to me? Why they're bright faced? Because they have no anxiety. Others have got anxiety. If you ask your conscience, oh, I'm cheating, I'm saying something at heart and something else in mind, then how could we? Our Lord will reciprocate. Most of the people outside God consciousness, you go and you'll find they're always suspicious. Yes, sir, where from? They may not tell you everything. Will they tell? Because they're suspicious, they've got a dog. When somebody comes, beware of dog. Who? Who? What do you want? Who are you? Is this good reception? Is this a gentleman's reception, sir? No, because nobody here. Yeah, believe others. This is material progress. This is called material life. Cow giving such milk, you throw out all your vegetables. This is Vedic culture. Krishi Gorakha. You have got some cow or some land. You don't require factory and office civilization. Making big roads and some people at the cost of somebody working very hard and you and your wife or somebody may be enjoying countryside, nice house, this, that, and your manager doing, and this guy work hard day and night like ass. And more roads, high flyover, they think this is advanced. Who was it? Flyover one, over there another flyover, over there another flyover, 3-4 story flyover. You go to some country, I don't tell. Who was saying, this is not advancement. Making people work hard like anything. After working hard, go to house and beating his wife and children. It's true. When somebody drink and eat after factory, they become different completely. They have the finer qualities of their heart. All this, working so much with the machine. You see, anyway, in factory. I'm not telling any particular country, but this is modern civilization. Drinking to forget, I'm cheating my wife. And wife is thinking, I'm cheating my husband, need to forget it. But here, a simple heart, and cow, you have got cow giving milk like mother, and bull tilling in the land, and he's like a father. He's working hard for you to give you grains. And you're chanting Hare Krishna, and rain is coming. And you get grains, what do you require? And some clothes you make. You don't have to be a capitalist or a communist, all this philosophy. We have to become just a Krishnaite. Krishnaism, Vaishnavism, we just follow. That is our, those who are seer of the truth. Ramanujacharya, Jamunacharya, Nimbarka, Madhvacharya, they all said, now we are changing, copying others. Some of our leaders told previously, don't blindly copy other culture. It may not be good for you. But being forced, depending on time, circumstances, maybe our leaders are doing. Even Gandhi said, don't make factories this, that. Brother Chota, make some clothes. That's all. You don't have to be a capitalist communist. The moment factory and office civilization start, at to one started this unemployment problem. There was no unemployment all this time. Bhupa said, well, so these things are not necessary. Being internationalist, then you are forced to copy all this. Why you have to work hard? You will eat 4 chapati or 6 idiyappam or whatever, and noodles and some breakfast. You take 4 idli. Huh? It's nice, huh? Light. Some people like it. Very simple. You don't have to work so hard. For that, working hard day and night. And you require 6 feet land to sleep. Eating, sleeping, and sleep, clothing, why you work so hard? Like, yes. This is what Prabhupada said. It is not necessary, this factory civilization. It is creating problem, mantave, jindavat, fighting, killing the owner of the mill, the factory, or the boss. And fierce competition, like a rat race. Being mad, then become hippie. Then become hippie. Well, nobody likes. Fierce competition, just for a job, 1,000 people competing. Coming out engineer, school, colleges, technologies, working as a driver. What is the use? Because no job. Making computer means 1,000 people job you are consuming. Excuse my English. That means thousands of people will lose job, isn't it? You are working 1,000 people job, one person. You will be caught in your own net. That is what Prabhupada said. So, mamcha jo ave vichare no, bhakti je ugra. Prabhupada said, this is ugra civilization, ugra karma. Ugra karma. Make big steel factory now in Bokaro, Durgapur, so many in India, like Germany, America, or in, so you copy them, we copy them, we can. You can never copy them, you can never like them, Prabhupada said. You see, in India, in Olympic, don't get a single gold medal. We are discussing on it. Because born, their nature is like this. Meant for spiritual life, to lead others. Their mind is like that. Even village India government, I will give you television, because they can have common knowledge about a Kerala man. Interior village can know what is happening in Gujarat, in Assam, and what his lifestyle is. Everything they will know, common knowledge, throughout the world. But another word, see all pornography, all naked body, all spoiled. With father, mother sitting and seeing. All is all spoiled. It was not that before, now this is happening. And they say in the village, India government say, give installment, small installment, give first deposit, son. And poor villagers think, oh, previously we had so much time to gossip, now I have no time, only an anxiety. Every month I have to give this. Oh, I didn't get that money much. How to do, what to do, how to meet my all my requirements, you know, with this money. I don't know, how will shop my food and all these things? Well, get. Better not take this burden of tension. I don't want to see. A rich man who bought a television will go, my son, my daughter, my daughter-in-law, go and see. Can he come and see? Okay. I check, because I go village to village in India sometime, preaching, village preaching I go, and see how, this is their nature. So Prabhupada said, you make a car in India, it will compare to a sophisticated car in other countries, is nothing, like a tin box. Maybe 200 years, you are backward than them. But if you try spiritual life, you can make so much advance. From your birth, you are seeing a langra, a limping person, a blind, this, that. Other places you go, you'll never see. They hide them in a house. They don't show you the dark part of life. They show you only the bright. Anybody died, at once cover it up, everything. Show only the bright thing. This is the philosophy. But Vedic philosophy is not like that. See all these things, face the realities of life. So you know, because of his karma maybe, he is born blind, this, that. I am not doing all nonsense karma. I do a lot of pious activity, I become bhakta. So it is easy. Other places, nobody cares for what happens. Kill him. Kill my baby. Now that is what we do everywhere. Millions are killing cows. Cows eat simply the vegetables. You throw its skin. Eh? And cows simply eat that and give you such a first-class nectarian milk. And we are slaughtering these cows. Whereas dog, hog, what they do? dog passing, cows, everything where he is passing, that is also medicine and fuel using. And dog you are buying so much and making nice house, holiday home, air conditioned room, and writing dog's name, will, and my so much money, my all my wealth in the name of dog. Yeah. And what dog is doing? Passing. This is very contagious, you know. And dog is barking, ho, ho! Like the condition is. And if you are attached to dog, you don't know when you die what body you will get. You don't know. People are mad after. There are some houses, some country rich, they keep dog in their house. He won't go near the gate. Dog is over there. Beware of dogs. And people come near the gate. Go! At once! From someplace hidden, he come. He's careful. Don't get into. Because they're suspicious. You may come as a plain dress, but if you be a dacoit, he's at. No, get now. Tie up your mouth, everything. Hand, give your key. Check, sign here. Depends. Dacoit, plain dress. So they do all this. Nobody's. I don't mean any country or any place. But this is throughout the world. Some places, parts of the, every house has got dog. I saw in one airport once, two little girls taking dog. Many places written, $100 fine. If you just throw a, just a little piece of paper or dog passing at one. So suddenly the dog was doing nonsense, nuisance. I saw the girl looking very restless. I looked at her, she says, oh, policeman. She put out at once a napkin, paper, dog's stool. Well, I can't try. I feel like vomiting seeing this. With the right hand, even his own, they won't do. Their own child in India, sometimes mother does, and mother is worshipped. The dogs, with the right hand, still I remember in this, put the pocket. and her sister, she is also. Then, because I looked at, she said, $100. She is telling me, because I was very near her, I went to inquiry. And for inquiry, my flight, all these things, very nearby, passing through. $100. She's putting it there and looking at, still, when the police sees. I said, no, police, don't notice it. She said, no, $100. She's telling. And I saw other persons. This is better, advanced. So he said, don't do pious activity, don't work hard for that. This will happen to you. Like Ravan, a famous man, I'm Mr. Universe, I'm now Prime Minister, then after death, what happened? Kine punne mattalukam vasanti kama. Better, you render devotion service. You don't know. Whatever you are doing, you are in a mood. Either mode of passion and ignorance. You think I am doing. It's just like a doll. Somebody, some show, doll dance. And he has got a string. He's pulling. And always, man. A doll, maybe a girl, look like girl doll, dancing, a man doing like this. We are always controlled by mode of passion. That's why, sangat sangyatka, as you are doing sangha, mode of passion, as you are taking food, as you are doing people, nature becoming like that. The as you are doing devotee, in a mode of pure goodness, you become in a pure goodness, you transcend. You become free from the designation, I am this, I am that, bodily designation. We also may have subtle. I am a sannyasi. People said that day, yesterday I am going. So many people, I want to avoid. Difficult. You may be carried away sometime. Oh, I am so much respected. It is dangerous to become free from all these false. When people respect you, dress like this, very difficult. Any moment you can fall down. So they said, everybody is bewildered soul, under the influence of three modes of material nature. But the devotee transcend, they are in the mode of pure goodness. Come, get up early in the morning, take bath, you are mode of goodness. You can understand spiritual knowledge. Others cannot, professor cannot. Professor write book, Bhagavad Gita, nobody become bhakta. But devotee writes, pure devotee. throughout the all people started chanting, dancing, get up early in the morning. Early in the morning, take bath, come to Mangala Arati, bring japa, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Hare. As you did Krishna, as you did Ram, as you did Rukmini, Lakshmi, Venkatesh, what is it called?
Balaji.
Then he becomes pure. Govinda! He becomes joyful. So Shankaracharya is saying, Vaja Govinda, Vaja Govinda, Vaja Govinda. You fool! All your scholars, he won't save you. Govinda will save you. Then when you die before that, you can say, Govinda, go back to Govinda. But you are now saying something in Tendulkar, Ganguly. Go, come back here. Imran Khan. I went for preaching and staying in somebody's house. They are gone for holiday. And I say, you put me in one room and you are one room. No, you can somehow come. He said, Maharaj, this is my some industrial town, steel city, Durgapur. He said, Maharaj, my relations, house, they have gone for holiday. You stay in this room, we stay there, ladies, this, doing program, going for lecture. Then at night I'm seeing, I thought there will be some nice picture, Krishna, Radharani, Balaji, Guru Bhai, Krishna, anything, Nishinadev, Jagannath, nothing. Hare, he said, big, bigger than this, a double size, Prabhupada's photo. I said, who is this? I can't recognize. He's not a well-known figure. Who is this? They said, Maharaj. Then they came, others came in the room. I said, who is this photo? I don't like. Then he came, who is this? I said, Maharaj, you don't know? World famous man. World famous? No, I've never heard of. This is called, his name is called Imran Khan. You don't know? He is a world famous cricketer. Cricketer. He is a Pakistan captain. Yeah? He was Pakistan captain. Used to be. Imran Khan. Who is this Imran Khan? His face doesn't look like, bright, nothing. He's a hero. Somebody may be living here to him, he's like a hero. I say, our hero is Krishna. This hero. Now we don't make somebody our hero. That is Krishna. Upar. He can take us back to Godhead, to Krishna. So develop our attachment. Instead of Imran Khan, come back to Pakistan and Imran Khan. And make your life and soul is Krishna, Jagannath, Balaji, Govinda. Go back to Govinda. But be sincere. Develop this attachment. Put this attachment to Krishna, Govinda, his service, his prasad, his bhakta, his seva. His katha, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Your life, it is not after death. It is not something post-dated check. You right now start doing, you will experience. Pratyakhagamam. It is the king of all knowledge. Rajvidya, Krishna is saying. Not before getting, coming to election, giving you promises, then after that they forget. Not that. It is Krishna is telling. And some time immemorial great soul they follow throughout the world. They, learned people and seekers from so many philosophers. Nobody can change this thing. Not a single sloka, not a single line, not a single sentence, not a single word, letter. Infallible. So one who is intelligent, she should make this thing is life and soul, and every day she sees life is changing, undergoing change. Becoming free from anxiety, tension, becoming bright faces, becoming joyful because he is associating with the Lord, Krishna, Ram, Hari. And he'll be joyful. Lord is always, he's the embodiment of bliss. You will become blissful. And somebody is telling me, some sampradaya head, he lives in, his house was here because he became a sannyasi. So Sirangam, he met the ISKCON devotees. ISKCON devotees, our main thing is preaching and chanting, dancing. So he was asked to give lecture, he was there. He said, we chant and there is very purifying, no doubt. But this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, they are chanting, dancing. This is very blissful, I feel like joining. He pours his heart. He is a sadhu. He tells the truth. Just like we find so many things nice of Ramanacharya's teachings, Jonacharya, Nimbarka, Madhacharya, we accept it. You should always, the intelligent ones take when you enter something nice, accept it. And you get his blessing. And make your life sublime. This is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna. Very easy. So we should always associate with devotee anything related to Krishna. Vishnu, Narayan, Hari, Govinda, Padmanabha. And make our, these are life and soul to please Him. Under the guidance of His Guru, our life will be successful. Hare Krishna. So it is now. Okay. 9:45 or what? Almost. Any comment or question? This we are here, somebody brahmachari, somebody grihastha, somebody man, woman. These are all temporary. To Krishna he will see your attachment is in Krishna. That's all. No, this designation. So we shouldn't be carried away by all this temporary designation. Even in spiritual life. Krishna won't see your attachment. Krishna won't see your attachment. You are cooking, you can be next time you're cooking with Radharani for Krishna. Or Mother Yashoda. So fortunate. Great sages, they cannot get this. But it is easy, you cook for Krishna here, yeah, practice. You speak for Krishna. And later on you can become like this, something, do something like that, glorifying Krishna. You have got a swarup, particular relation with Krishna. Krishna will only reveal. You may be a tree in Goloka Vrindavan and Krishna comes here and eat this fruit. Or the flower, a kadamba, and Krishna likes that kadamba, smells. Huh? Malati, mallika, flowers, champaka, the one. And Krishna likes. If Krishna likes, your life is successful. Krishna is joyful, you become joyful by serving Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any comment?
Yeah.